You're listening to the LI Business News Podcast on BBC Radio Ulster with me, Clodagh Rice. For more information, you can check out www.bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
12 minutes to 7. Clodagh's here with the first look at today's business news. Morning, Clodagh.
Good morning, Noel.
We start off with a big TV deal for a local company.
Yes, Noel, a production company that's based in Belfast has won a contract with CBeebies. Paper Oil Films, who were formerly known as Indie Productions, makes a range of documentaries. And this deal came about after they pitched their idea to someone in a corridor a year and a half ago. And now it will be shown on CBeebies as well as on RTE and a Swedish TV channel. The programme is called Pablo, and they say it will be the first kids series to be made about a character that's on the autistic spectrum. And this deal will see the programme watched by thousands of children across the UK. The family-owned company was set up in 2012, and their team has been attending conferences in France where they pitch projects and their ideas to investors and broadcasters from about 30 countries to try and secure funding. Speaking to me from Toulouse, Gráinne McGuinness, the managing director of Paper Oil Films, says Northern Ireland is becoming more and more recognised internationally.
It's hard to believe. You know, you pitch an idea in a corridor to someone, you know, to a very high level person, and then it turns out to be 52 11 minute shows. We started off at the dining room table 3.5 years ago, but nobody ever asked us what size we were. But then, like, a lot of what we have to do is go to international markets to get the rest of the funding. So whenever you're going to these markets now and you say you're from Belfast or you say you're from Northern Ireland, it's actually a really good place to be from. So, I mean, I kind of nearly always say to people now, like, you know, well, if it's good enough for Game of Thrones, it's good enough for us. Definitely, Northern Ireland in the kids' television market really is recognised now.
Gráinne McGuinness spreading the message. Next up, an employer in County Tyrone says firms need to be more hands-on when they work with schools.
Yes, Conor, well, Northern Irish businesses must support young people to address the ongoing skill shortages in STEM subjects. So that's things like science, technology and maths. That's according to CDE Global, a manufacturing company that's based in Cookstown. They opened their doors to pupils from Cookstown High School, where students were able to showcase their projects they'd been working on. CDE Global makes washing equipment that's for quarries and mines, and it's used in construction and in recycling. They employ about 130 people and have their headquarters here in Northern Ireland, but the company also has bases in India, Brazil and the United States. The founder and chairman of CDE Global, Tony Convery, says the private sector needs to help our young people learn more practical skills.
The future of Northern Ireland and the people in it will be built up from innovative ideas, especially from young people. In my day, we were taught Latin and things that really I didn't know how to use. And here we have a group of kids in our school, in our office here today, coming from school, who are inventing real things that they can demonstrate and show fantastic innovation. And this level of innovation will only grow because those kids are only 12, 13 years of age. And once that discipline or idea is planted in their head, that they can be innovative and it can generate into something, that should lead to a fantastic future for the rest of us. And those kids will be nuclei for so many potential opportunities for employment in the future.
And if we take a first look at the markets, the FTSE starts this week at 6,104 points. A pound is worth $1.55 and €1.37, and that makes a euro worth 73 pence.
Now, have you ever wondered what it would be like to face those judges on the Dragon's Den? Well, a number of startups will be pitching to potential investors here later today. Clodagh Rice has more details for us. Clodagh?
Yes, good morning, Noel. Well, 35 startups have been involved in a programme called Propel NI. It's run by Invest Northern Ireland, and the idea is to help small businesses scale up their operations and help them look to export into international markets. Alicia Pirano is one of them from Little Citizens Boutique. Alicia, how are you then feeling ahead of the pitch later on?
Yep, there's definitely a little bit of trepidation. I didn't sleep very many hours. I was practicing my pitch.
And I know this is the second phase then of this programme. How has it been going so far?
It's a great opportunity. We have had a fantastic time networking and learning, and for a business that has some traction like myself and growing the international and export-driven, scaling faster, all of it, it's been a great year.
Because I know you mentioned exporting. You know, it can take a lot of time, a lot of expense, and be very risky. Off the back of all this kind of mentoring and support, how would you consider it now?
Well, I continue to think that as long as your brand is strong, what you're selling, you know, has a purpose and there are consumers for it, it doesn't matter where they are, you know, whether it's Belfast or Kathmandu. The point is, today with the internet, you can connect to like-minded people all over the world. So we really have to start thinking about it like that, that we can sell it anywhere.
Yes, because I know you do have a shop in Hollywood, but the majority of your focus would be towards online retailing.
Yep, I try. I just think the potential is huge, and we have customers in Hong Kong and the US, strange places even, I mean, parts of, you know, Middle East, all kinds of places come to us for products that are unique.
And I know online can be seen as a big opportunity, but it can also be challenging, you know, with so many online retailers out there to try and set yourselves apart.
Yeah, but I think, you know, Little Citizens Boutique is about toys that are smart and fun, but it's also about being a parent resource, helping new parents navigate the toy aisles. That's the beauty of the online business. I think that more than just a product, you're also a service, and we provide great content. I think that really is attractive to parents.
Well, thank you very much for joining me, and all the very best for the big pitch later on this afternoon. And if we take a look at the markets, the FTSE starts this week at 6,104 points. A pound is worth $1.55 and €1.37, and that makes a euro worth 73 pence.
Now, 9 minutes to 9, Clodagh's back with the latest on a production company getting Europe-wide attention.
Yes, Noel, a production company in Belfast has won a contract with CBeebies, and the show from Paper Oil Films, who were formerly known as Indie Productions, will be shown on CBeebies as well as on RTE and on a Swedish TV channel. And they say it will be the first kids' TV series to be made about a character on the autistic spectrum. Speaking to me from Toulouse, Gráinne McGuinness, the managing director, says being from Northern Ireland is giving them more traction internationally.
A lot of what we have to do is go to international markets to get the rest of the funding. So whenever you're going to these markets now and you say you're from Belfast or you say you're from Northern Ireland, it's actually a really good place to be from. So, I mean, I kind of nearly always say to people now, like, you know, well, if it's good enough for Game of Thrones, it's good enough for us. Definitely, Northern Ireland in the kids' television market really is recognised now.
And if we take a last look at the markets, if it's up 20 points at 6,125. A pound is worth $1.55 and €1.37, and that makes a euro worth 73 pence. Thanks for listening to today's podcast, and don't forget you can subscribe online if you'd like to get the podcast delivered to your phone or desktop every morning.